nights at the gala, which was the first night, everybody dresses up in a tux and a gown and sit there eating and listening to Fox News reporters and their right-wing opinions. And then the Black Motown Review comes out, which some people could say is totally racist, like these right-wing conservatives. The last music for them was in the 60s. So these right, guys start performing. They're pretty good, and they're doing all the major hits. And after a while, nobody gets up to dance. So Karen and I decided that somebody's got to get up there and show that they're listening to the Black Review. Somebody must demonstrate something. So we get up there and dance the storm, and I got interacting with the main Black guy, the main singer in the middle. He was looking at me, and I was looking at him, and he was gyrating, and I gyrate back to him, and he was laughing, and I was bouncing. So I had this whole tete-a-tete going with the lead singer. I'm a very good dancer to Black music. Because I'm Black. I'm a Black fucking woman.
That's right.
I proved it. So we were the only... Well, actually, one little dwarf got up to dance. This was a woman who was probably about 4'9". She was somebody's daughter who started the health foods like 60 years ago or something, the health food store. So she comes out wearing a little cowboy hat, very short, and she comes up and dances
around.
Who said Bray?
Renee.
Yes, you know about him, right?
Yeah, her. Yeah, and I know about her father, too.
Yeah, how do you know about that?
I was studying it for a while.
You knew she was short by me saying she was short.
Yes, she has the cowboy hat.
So she gets up dancing and has a photographer taking pictures of her dancing. She might be like 80 years old or something. And so she's dancing with me and Carolyn, but I met her before, and I knew she was from Hawaii. There were three people from Hawaii who were the only people dancing.
Wow.
And she was dancing there to get pictures for her newsletter or something, you know. I noticed the guy was photographing me. It seemed that way, so I think he ignored her and took pictures of my fantastic dancing. Her own reporter bailed out on her and went for the authentic stuff. And someone wrote to Carolyn the next day that Carolyn didn't know, and she said, "Man, were you cutting up the rug last night?" So she noticed Carolyn and was interested in the drops or something. That was her email. But she talked to Carolyn as if she knew her, but Carolyn didn't recognize the name at all. Don't know who it was. Have you guys heard of Mercola? Some of these big names in the alternative health world? They were all there, the whole gang of them. Of course, they all know Carolyn, but they didn't know me. So at some point or other, they'd be talking to Carolyn. And I'd come up and I'd play bad cop. I'd say, "Why the fuck aren't you on fucking WeMag?" Yeah.
They're
why aren't you?
No, Bob. All like hunchbacked, wringing their hands, going, "We're all so sorry, Carolyn. We never..."
Yeah, oh, Carolyn, you're wonderful. You're wonderful, Carolyn. And I go, "Wait a minute. Do you know why she's wonderful? You ever heard of WeMag?" "No." "Well, come on, man. I mean,
I
didn't see you up there dancing. We were dancing. Why weren't you dancing? Hey, well, we got WeMag and you don't." And so then I would come on hard cop, and then Carolyn would smooth it out, you know, and say, "Well, wait, this is my husband, Mr. Mercola, and, you know, he's a little over enthusiastic."
Good, Bob, good, good.
But we did the 1-2 punch all over the place. It was pretty
funny. No, seriously,
funny.
Bob, Sue Bone kept saying, "Why are you guys dropping F?" And then she would say the word out loud, B-O-M-B-S. We're all in a public place, and anytime someone says fuck or fucking or the fucking fuck
right.
of the fuck
right.
the best,
yeah.
Anyway, every word ever. And so she would say, "Stop dropping F-bombs louder than any all get out. Like anyone in a fucking public place cares if you fucking say fuckity fuck. But you fucking yell bomb? Yeah, she's a real idiot.
Like
she has no idea what she's doing." Yeah.
She didn't like the pornography. Me and Katie, she didn't understand that Katie did a research in pornography a couple of weeks before that for her TV thing, and she was talking about it, and Sue thought that, you know, Katie was a consumer of porn or something, and that was not an accurate interpretation. But, yes, Sue was very conscious of us presenting a proper image to the rest of the world. Don't swear so much, but nobody followed that. But the... anyways,
well,
why are we bringing that
them,
up?
Them that's triggered could only follow that, and it became a stumbling block. Hence the millstone.
Sue Bones was upset about the language?
Yes. She was very conscious of Carolyn and the people around Carolyn presenting a proper image. She thought it reflects bad on Carolyn if she's got, you know, yahoos around her. Sue is very responsible what she thought. She was in it. You could say she knew she was in enemy territory.
Well,
what happened is we did this press conference in the main lobby. Everybody's going to the gala, and I'm there hamming it up in the lobby with this gaggle of females taking cameras, and I'm talking with Quadrophenia and the Trivium and this and that and claiming this and that and running for president. And that was pretty absurd, pretty funny. That was absurd to be doing that in front of these cancer specialists.
If you think so, Bob.
Oh, no, it was. I'm not nuts.
Like
I know what fucking is proper. I know what people
sounds
are
like,
limitations are. What? Sounds like what?
Sue was aware of her of the environment she was in.
She was leaning toward Carolyn is entering the respectable world, and we should try to not let them know what Carolyn really is. She was like trying to hide, protect Carolyn. Yeah. We have so much good karma that we can do anything and we'll get away with it. And you heard Ion talking about that. Remember he said something about, well, Bob gets away with it. We asked Ion last night, what did the main leaders of the gala think of Carolyn? But Ion said that they were shocked at how she was so much more than they suspected. They knew she was a pretty interesting, nice person, but they couldn't believe the level of physical compassion, something coming out of her. They were shocked by it. They were super impressed or stunned. And I tried to ask Ian, what is this thing that Carolyn exudes? And it was partly what you were saying, Sarah. She just
love,
is.
Yeah,
she
love,
just is authenticity
is
and compassion. An infinity of compassion.
Infinity multitudinous.
With this sexy face, you know. So here's what Carolyn did. What happened, they would read the credits of the person who was getting the award. Basically, they just read off the program, which had a bio of everybody who was getting the award, and they were dressed in 1776 costumes. It was back to the roots kind of nostalgia. So when Carolyn was asked, when she went up there, she stood there as they read her bio, and then they present the award to her. So as the presenter went towards Carolyn to present her the award, Carolyn did a curtsy. And the awarder got off time, got all flustered, and she went to peck Carolyn on the cheek, but missed the cheek and bounced back and said, oh, well, we'll get this right sometime, and then retreated back to her speaking position. I asked Carolyn after, why did you curtsy? And she said, that's what people did back then. So she actually was the only recipient who acted what the presenter's time period was. But you go back to the press conference that I was holding, and I introduced her as my vice presidential running mate. If you look at that video, she eventually curtsies. So fucking Carolyn was planning and practicing. She took my fucking press conference to rehearse what she was going to do later. So she became totally a 1776 person once she saw that was what they were trying to retrieve. She always becomes whatever's going on. And so when she went to med school, she could imitate being a doctor, you know, really well. She could imitate having a practice. She just imitates everything. She doesn't really apply what they're told to do as in that role. She just keeps being herself. But she looks like she's doing the proper institutional details as if she learned it, but she just becomes it. When she was young, she did do acting. She was an actress. You know, she has that ability.
Did she really?
Well, she's been... Oh, yeah. When she was in Paris, you know, at their school, at the girls' special ladies' school. And that's back when people were seen and not heard. You know, a woman to start acting in school, it had to be a girls' school. You weren't allowed to do it in front of guys. Was that isolated in the 30s. So is there anything else to say about that gala? Carolyn's complaint is that they read everybody's achievements, but it was on the program, the booklet. So anybody could read the booklet. Then you get your award and you're hustled behind the screen, and then you give your talk and it's recorded for streaming. Carolyn didn't like the fact that she never got to talk about what she wanted to say with anybody there. You got to say it to a camera in back. By the time she got there, they felt they were running behind, so they only gave her 2 minutes to speak. So she didn't like that. So at the very end, I was noticing the woman who was taping everybody was standing there and nobody anymore to tape. But she wasn't packing up. So I went over and I said, can you do one more? And she said, yep, because I had known what happened to Carolyn. And she said, yeah, I can do one more. So I said, Carolyn, you can go over and redo it and get your four-minute thing done. So she did. And then she told the girl who was taping, said, this is the one you're going to use, not the two-minute one. So instructed. So we're waiting for when streaming, we can see. But I saved the day there, my observation of what was available. Even Carolyn thanked me for that one, I think.
Hey, Bob, when you were playing your bad cop, did you ruffle any feathers? Did you get to notice you ruffled feathers with the people?
Well, while I was doing it, they were just looking at Carolyn, you know, and the staying fixed looking at her because he wanted to keep looking at her. So it wasn't so confrontational. I got away with it. Nobody complained. They didn't get upset. They just listened, or fake listening or something.
Okay.
They were waiting for Carolyn to say, I don't know this guy, or this got real. You can hit him. You can hit him, but they kept looking for Carolyn. No sign. It was admitted until I ran my course, and then Carolyn started quietly addressing them and restating it nicerly.
Did Ian say anything about you meeting the INS?
Ian had predicted there'd be several people who would approach me or Carolyn or both of us, and they would be either 418 group people or parallel worlders. And we found out who the parallel worlders were.